got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Now everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 oh.
It's the Magic Hour on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. The Camshaft here with Dougie Fresh. Doug, how are you?
It's a good night in Laguna. I'm glad I'm here.
Oh, the fish smell.
The fish.
No, every week.
No, no, no. It's a good smell tonight. It's not too fishy.
No, I mean in a good way. I love
what?
It.
You like the fish smell?
Yeah.
I could probably go without it.
I love it. Give us a call, 949-715-KXFM. We want to hear from you. Kind of a special show tonight. We have some guests in the studio with us.
Special guests.
Special guests.
Special.
They are from the Bear Hug Comedy Troupe. They have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/bearhugcomedy. Guys, how's it going?
Oh, good. Oh, I sound like a phone guy. What's going on?
You're on the extra mic. That only comes in once
nice.
In a while.
Yeah, I'm calling in via cell phone. It's good to talk to you guys. I might break up a little bit, but
it's all good.
That's Patrick, phone. By the way.
Oh yeah, I'm Patrick McDonald. Are we doing last names?
Yeah.
I don't know how formal this is.
I'm Ryan McGowan.
Yeah, there he is.
How's it going? I think we could do last names. You just don't want to do social security numbers.
No. We can.
Made that mistake before.
Zero.
My last number is 7.
Oof.
That's what girls do.
That's all they need. That's all they need, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
You're going to get some charges from Guam.
People who are bringing in that fish smell. They're using other people's social security numbers to bring in the fish.
All right, so who are you guys exactly?
How did you get in?
How did you get here?
Wide open. You need a little bit of
security. Door's wide open. We are a part of a sketch comedy group. In Los Angeles called Bear Hug Comedy. We do video sketches. We're getting into live sketches.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
Yeah, we're having some fun. It's
glad,
been good.
Glad you guys could be a part of our show tonight.
We are honored to be a part of it as well.
I don't know that anybody's ever said that before.
Oh, I'm honored. We're really excited about it.
Usually they're just like, yeah, whatever.
Kind of passive. Yeah.
I had nothing else to do.
Well, maybe it's because it's like that might be the California attitude on the outside, but we're not Californians at all.
Okay. You know?
So,
really? Where are you from originally?
Well, I'm from Texas.
Yeah.
I'm from...
you can tell from that thick Texas accent.
Thick Southern accent there.
Y'all, I'll say y'all.
You're really good at it.
I am. I mean, it does come out really well. It's just a natural, like, hey, y'all.
Yeah, that's good.
Can y'all please quiet down?
It's like Connie Britton.
Connie, I know.
Ryan, where are you from originally?
I'm from Maine. Fun words, they say.
Right. Scallops. He says scallops weird. Say scallops. I love the way you say scallops.
They're scallops.
Oh, you do like a soft A.
If we catch the scallops in Maine and feed them to the rest of the country, we can decide how they're pronounced.
That's also his mentality about blueberries.
Blueberries.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have like blueberry. I don't hear one, but do you have a New England accent?
Blueberries, go to my bedroom.
Other than that?
No, not really.
No?
Maybe if you drink a little bit.
You say wicked instead of...
Yeah, wicked's a
we don't
very
say that.
Useful word.
We don't say that here.
I don't know how you
can... don't say wicked? Why?
No.
Because the magic, you're a magic thing. Hour. You don't want people thinking of the witchcraft hour.
Not the wicked hour.
Wiccan. Yeah. Can we say Wiccan? Is that okay? I don't know what's going on here.
How long have you guys been doing this, though? The comedy.
We have been doing Bear Hug since October. So it's or
that's
last
how
October.
Long we've been here at the station.
Yeah, it's been about a year.
Yeah.
So
happy anniversary, guys.
Happy anniversary to all of us.
Thank you.
We did it. We did it, guys.
Well, all right.
Still one more month.
One more. Oh yeah, I guess we have a month. Oh, so much good.
Relationships end within the first year. So.
That's true. So we even made that. But we all did sketch comedy in college. We all went to Emerson College together in Boston.
Most of us.
I think all of us did. And a lot of us. There were 7 different sketch comedy groups at Emerson.
Okay.
And then once we graduated, we all kind of met from different comedy troupes, got together.
Yeah.
Ryan actually didn't do sketch comedy at Emerson, though.
No, I did not. Thanks for...
Let's bring him out.
So Ryan's not a professional.
Yeah.
No,
so
I'm not.
Ryan is flying really by the seat of his pants here.
Yeah.
Seat of his scallops.
How many people are in the troupe? Is it just you guys?
There's 7 of us.
I was confused for a while. You kept saying we all.
Yeah.
There's 2 of you.
No, there's a lot of us. There's 7 of us now. It's us. Well, do you want to know the names? I'll give you the names.
Sure, they're not here.
I'll just give you socials and you can find the names.
You're not going to want some of those people's socials.
No, seriously. We got buddy Jeremy Sender.
Okay.
Great guy. Lanky fellow. Does video and rights as well.
Physically describe each one of them.
Yeah, I should just physically describe them.
This will get dicey.
We have Ryan, of course, myself, of course.
Patrick.
Dashingly handsome, if we're doing descriptions as well. Got some girls. Wow. We got Robin Zlotnick on the keys, the keyboard writing. we got Maggie Monahan, who writes and performs as well. And we got Monica Baker. She's an actress. She's wonderful. And then we got, last but not least, Roger Ouellette.
He's a beard fellow.
He is a bearded man. And he has a podcast called Beards and Beats.
Wow.
Beards and Beats.
He's going to be so pleased.
Again, we're with Patrick and Ryan from Bear Hug Comedy.
The Patrick.
The Patrick and the Ryan, Bear Hug Comedy, youtube.com/BearHugComedyTube. You guys have Facebook and Twitter and stuff
like
that.
We have Facebook. Oh, yeah, it's YouTube or Facebook.com/BearHugComedy. YouTube is Bear Hug Comedy Troupe. Twitter is Bear Hug Comedy. And we have a Tumblr, BearHugComedy.tumblr.com. That
you
just
launched. Is that MySpace too? Or?
We got that up. Yeah, it's phase two.
Did
we're
you
taking
hear,
over.
By the way, I think you knew, Patrick. Doug, did you hear this? Do you remember Zanga?
Oh yeah, it is Zanga.
They deleted it.
They did.
Probably because no one was using it.
No, but they deleted like everything.
Yeah.
It's gone.
That's good.
Is it?
I don't care.
Did you have one?
Yeah, when I was in middle school. I don't know.
Wow. Which one was the Zanga? Wow.
Zanga was Blogspot before it was Blogger.
Yeah,
and,
I had a Zanga that lived for a while and somebody found it a couple months ago. It's called Patch McD. Zanga.com/PatchMcD.
No longer there.
No longer there, I don't think. I'm not plugging it. Last time I wrote it was like 2006, so I don't think. But I was an angsty teen. Did a lot of musicals, and you can check that. Anyway, I was Nikki Arnstein in A Funny Girl in eighth grade, so you can check out how much I loved it.
No, you can't. It's
like
gone.
We just
oh, you
said.
Can't.
Stop
it's
plugging
gone.
It.
Well, some of my friends took screenshots.
Your
I think,
memories
so.
Are gone. They only exist within you.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Oh,
you
man.
You are the vessel.
It's hard for me to move on from that. I feel like a part of my childhood's gone, but that's okay. What can you do?
We're glad you're here.
We're happy to be here.
We're stoked for you to be a part of our show tonight. We got some good segments tonight, which I think you don't are not too familiar with, but I know you're going to participate in most of them, so I'm excited for that. Different people in here.
We're looking forward to it.
Yep.
Awesome. Great. So you guys are going to stick around then.
Oh, yeah. We'll
we didn't scare you away.
Are we allowed? Are we still allowed?
You're allowed.
Okay. You're our ride.
Maybe.
Yeah, you are our ride. We'll you did here. Drive us up here.
I have to tell you guys about this story. Personal story, also a news story. I went to the DMV recently to get a California license because I'm from the Midwest originally. I came to California, blah, blah, blah.
Sell out.
It took me so long at the DMV at like three different DMVs, five different appointments, six visits, and I finally got the license. I was at the time I got the license, I was in the office for 6 hours. I took the test. It was awful. It was hand graded.
Nice.
They don't believe in computers there.
No Scantrons there.
No Scantrons. In fact, there was a guy with like quad fogles like grading this thing. It was hilarious. Okay. Anyways, I get the license in the mail. It takes 6 weeks to get in the mail. I get it. And what does it say? It says I'm a female.
Yeah. How do they mess up that one little detail that you're...
I don't know.
And you didn't notice it right away, right?
No, I didn't. I posted a picture online and people were like, hey, it says female. I didn't even notice it. And
so you're going to keep
they
it,
They handed
right?
me a sheet, I guess. I don't know.
Cameron, is that a legal issue? Can I ask you a serious question? Were you mean to anybody at the DMV? Like this is like
I wasn't.
I would say the people at the DMV are masters of passive aggression. Like just so passive aggressive.
Absolutely.
Because that's all they have.
Yeah.
That's all they
if you're listening
do.
From a DMV, I'm so sorry. But no,
McDonald,
I'm sorry, but I'm not
the
sorry.
New California license.
I do need a new license.
To a DMV near you soon.
They gave you a piece of paper that says, like, double check your information, your address, your name, and all that. Correct.
Did you?
I triple checked it. In fact, I had them change it. Because I didn't have my street
that
rights.
That was it. That was it. They're like,
and
oh,
that's why when I did it.
They're going to make us change this.
Oh, he lives on a different street. He must be a different sex.
You shouldn't have said anything, dude.
Yeah.
Anyways, you screwed everything up. There's this woman in Hawaii who was applying for her license. And up until this point, she's been carrying two IDs. Because her name is so long, it can't fit.
They need a second one to like finish the name that like, carries over?
Yes. And so actually, what they ended up telling her recently was, you are not allowed to have that long of a last name and you need to cut it short.
Who says?
The state, I guess. And coming from a person who has a really long last name, I was like, man, that's mean.
Up. That's messed up.
But then I found out what her last name sounds like and how it's pronounced. And maybe I have a little bit more sympathy for the government. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Here it is.
For the past 20 years, Janice Lokelani Keihana Iku Kawakahi Hulihe Ekahauna Ele has had to carry two IDs.
That's four.
Lokelani Keihana Iku Kawakahi Hulihe Ekahauna Ele.
There we go. God. Props to that reporter.
I know.
Oh, man. She's so proud of that, too. You can tell. She's bouncing around on it like it's like a.
She skipped lunch.
It's like a ball of the bouncing ball.
Keihana Iku Kawakahi Hulihe Ekahauna Ele.
That's impressive.
I would love to see a Hawaiian spelling bee too. Like calling that person up and then being like, "Your word is pee," like snow pee.
Oh, anyway, so if you have a long last name, don't go to Hawaii.
Me and the other kind of pee.
And just all around, kind of avoid the DMV.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and hop into a segment called Hollywood 3, where we talk about three things from Hollywood. Sorry. That hurt your ears there, Patrick?
No, I was so surprised. I'm so excited. Oh, I'm sorry. It's fun.
So, three things we all saw. I think we all saw. Doug, I think you saw The World's End. Is it called World's End or The World's End?
The World's End.
The World's End. Is it at or the?
I think it's just at. The.
Whatever. We know where
we're talking. Hashtag World's End.
Simon Pegg and his gang.
Nick Frost.
Yeah.
Number three in the Cornetto trilogy,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Third and final.
What did you think of the film?
Oh, loved it.
We saw it together.
We did see it together.
Large popcorn.
We did. You know what? We weren't going to get... Here's what I think.
Okay.
We weren't going to get the large popcorn, but we ended up getting it because he wanted a refill.
Just so that I could get it. I didn't even want the popcorn.
We didn't need
the refill. This is one of those stories that like...
real cute.
Yeah.
This is like a When Harry Met Sally. Like, I didn't need the refill. I didn't, and he got it. Now we're
Laguna Beach really needed to know that story.
Yeah, I know. They're interested.
Oh, but yeah, the movie was great.
Again, that's Ryan and Patrick from Bear Hug Comedy.
At Bear Hug.
Talking about the day they met The World's End.
That's right.
Did you guys like the movie, though? You said you liked it?
I thought it was great. It's so funny. And I'm kind of like a theatery background. And so the wordplay was like, I love it. I'm a big fan of puns. They were just really fast dialogue, and I love that.
Doug, did you like it?
I really liked it up until like the last third of the movie. I just couldn't believe what transpired.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, so it lost
and the
me.
Ending
there.
I was loving it
up until then.
I get
that. Maybe if you go see it, anyone in Laguna, maybe walk out before the ending. I don't know.
three movies long, and they're kind of. I feel like they're holding something back for three movies.
Yeah,
the last one, and they just said.
Just go all out.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go as far as we really want to.
Next thing here is that J.K. Rowling announced today that she's going to be doing another series of films based in her Harry Potter world.
One trick pony.
Yeah,
well, she didn't write that book, but
it's a really expensive pony.
Was it her though? It was her. Yes. She was under a different pen name.
Robert Galwaith or something. Was it something like that?
Anyway, she's doing this series of movies based on a character, I guess, that was in Harry Potter.
She wrote
a short story about
Newt
it. Right?
Newt Scavenger.
We've had him on the show before, I think.
Yeah, you guys know Newt. He's the one who cuts up all the fish. And he's a great guy. Harry Potter used to read a textbook of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yeah.
And then, as a little fun thing, J.K. Rowling made the textbook itself. And it was a fun little read. It's like 100 pages. There's like little quotes from Harry Potter. Like he circled things like really, really dangerous next to trolls.
Adorable.
It's very cute.
That.
It's very sweet. And so, but they're going to make a movie and it's going to be set in New York 70 years before Harry Potter is born.
Wow.
When is Harry Potter born?
31st of July, my 31st birthday.
31st of July, probably like
1990.
90, right?
I think we're the same age.
Yeah, probably.
Whoa. I think we are.
1920s New York.
Pretty big
dragons.
Deal.
90s, 20s, yeah, 90s, 20s. That's a tongue twister.
That was the one thing missing from Gangs from New York film.
Dragons.
So the third thing on Hollywood 3 is the film You're Next. Did you guys see this one?
No.
I know Doug and I saw it.
It's entertaining. I like The Conjuring better. If you're going to go see a scary movie, The Conjuring, I think, is the way to go. But there is a very catchy song.
There's a very, very catchy song.
I wanted to play it tonight, but, you know.
We'll play it next week.
We'll
throw it on there next week. The thing about this movie, it's one of those that... there's people who just jump out and there's the stings in the music that they try and scare you with.
It plays a little bit too much on
the
stereotypical, you know, sharp notes in music to try to make you jump.
How many different animal masks are there?
There's actually like one.
Three.
That's something that really bothered me though. These people are supposed to be, the killers are supposed to be like combat trained people and yet they wear these masks with little slits totally destroying their peripheral vision. Nah, dude. I can't. That took me out of it.
That's part of the Navy SEAL training is they put blinders on your eyes.
That was a part of the training where you put animal masks on.
Who's the villain? Is it ghosts? Is it? I don't know.
What the most dangerous animal?
What?
Man.
What part of people in animal masks did it you
know
grab
if the
there?
The good guys or the bad guys?
So is it like ghosts or?
You didn't say they were. You can ghost is it,
well, okay, ghosts can wear masks. Nobody's ever died in a mask. You'd come back in a mask, right?
Oh, okay. I think it's time to ditch this movie.
Yeah.
You guys want to play some Would You Rather?
Oh, I would love to.
Let's do it.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Would I rather what?
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Would you rather the Magic Hour on KX93.5? Again, we're here with Ryan I almost switched your last name.
Don't.
Ryan McGowan and Patrick McDonald from Bear Hug Comedy.
Yeah. Bear Hug Comedy.
Bear Hug Comedy.
All right, we got some Would You Rathers here. Obviously, you guys need to answer them as well. We're going all around the table for answers.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, I got some good ones tonight, so I'm pretty proud of these. All right, would you rather star in a widely seen but horrible movie or have a one-line role in an Oscar-winning movie? It's a tricky one.
Who's starting?
What's your definition of
widely
horrible?
Seen but horrible movie?
Yeah, I think that's
for me.
Yeah.
You'd be the lead? You'd be headliner?
You're the number one.
I would be in a widely seen horrible movie.
I'm going to have to sweep it. I'm going to say four for that. Four for four.
All right,
four
sweet,
for four.
Sweet.
Yeah, because it's like you're not the one winning an Oscar.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Mark Duplass was in Duplass, whatever he said. He was in Zero Dark Thirty, but he just was hanging
was
out.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
All right.
That's pretty good.
Would you rather have to travel everywhere on a Segway or have to walk backwards everywhere?
I love Segways, so it's without a
but
doubt.
Think Segway. Everywhere. It's not like...
Oh, like to the bathroom?
Everywhere.
What about stairs? Stairs are
they can
problem.
Handle them, can't they?
Can they?
I don't know.
They should.
Oh probably.
Have you ever seen somebody who can't properly pilot a Segway?
You would
pretty
get
funny.
I think you'd get a handle on it.
I would do the Segway.
After 20 years.
If they can handle stairs, I'm doing the Segway.
Yeah, I just wouldn't go. I wouldn't go to the beach because there's going to be sand in your wheels, you know?
Yeah, that's,
I wouldn't
that's
be able
true.
To live in Laguna and do this lifestyle.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, would you rather...
What would you do?
Oh, sorry. Walk backwards.
Okay. What?
Why? Let's why?
Come on.
Judgment has been passed.
Do you like walking backwards?
If I'm in bed and I need to go to the bathroom, I don't want to have to hop on a Segway and go to the bathroom.
Are you kidding me? I would prefer that. I don't want to walk when
you
I have to go
so
to the bathroom.
He's really excited about the Segway.
Whatever,
I love Segways.
What's the next
what
one?
Happened to
them? We get it. Okay. All right. Would you rather have your eyes accidentally shut in every photograph that is ever taken of you or... be always slightly blurry in every photograph ever taken of you?
Shut, without a doubt.
Slightly blurry, dude.
Yeah, I'm with
it'd
that.
Get rid of all the acne.
And get rid of all of the... Fault. It's the picture taker's fault.
But no, it's not your fault if it's accidentally closed anyways. It's accidental. It's just who I am.
It's going to start being a trend.
Yeah.
When we start talking about
it. This actually just happened because we were getting pictures taken of us, and I was blurry in all of them.
Yeah.
Great.
As I was saying, I looked like Stu in that episode of The Rugrats, so they're trying
Doug,
to do
how
Christmas
about you? Fun. How about you, Doug?
The blurry.
Yeah.
It'd work blurry. Wonders for my skin.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Right, what's the next one on there?
Would you rather never drink again or never eat food again? So it's either drink for the rest of your life or only eat for the rest of your life.
Only drink.
Yeah, I'm with
I
that.
Have way probably easier. 20 water bottles every day, and I'm always thirsty.
So you want to up that to like 500?
Up it
a day?
To like 600-700, I think. Right.
I'm going to be picky. If you had to only eat, would you like make yourself, would you have to eat ice cubes and stuff?
No, you just wouldn't have to.
I wouldn't need to drink.
Oh, so you're not going to die from
No.
It's not. Rethink my whole answer.
It's not like, would you rather die from dehydration or from starvation?
Which way would you rather die?
That's what I was planning.
You're going to need to give me like 30 minutes.
Doug, how about yourself? You going to the drink one too? No?
Never eat again.
Really?
I don't want to waste my time eating.
That's true.
I love
you
eating.
Think, you could have like one of those backpacks. You're just constantly
getting
the water.
Pack.
Never have to stop.
Just put an IV in my arm.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
I dig it, man.
I'd be eating. I'd eat.
I dig it. What's another one?
Too. Last one for me, at least. Would you rather be a never nude, so you can never be fully nude?
Tobias.
Psychological
I
problem.
I already know the answer to this
Or
question.
Be an always nude.
Always.
Be a never nude.
Never nude.
Always
really?
Nude.
Always nude.
I just changed it. Always
change
nude.
It?
Your life would change it.
I thought about intimate moments in my life. And that's why I changed it to
but
always
think,
nude.
Your life is full of very small intimate moments and a lot of normal moments. Why would you want to ruin like all of your normal moments with being nude all the time?
It's true.
No,
just turn
you couldn't do that. I'm not going to do this show with you naked.
Well,
no way.
Let's just say it'd be easy to find another replacement.
But Cameron, this isn't considered naked. You're wearing a crop top. You're wearing wearing a Speedo.
I can barely.
What would you guys
do?
Which one?
Always naked.
I never Thank naked. You. I would yeah. be never naked.
Doug, who did you never nude?
Never nude.
50-50. Did you have a would you rather?
I have one. I thought of it earlier.
Is it appropriate?
It's completely appropriate.
Okay.
Would you rather kiss?
Which is rather? Jimmy's seventh grade question.
Here we go, guys. This one I thought a lot about. Would you rather kiss a sea urchin or a porcupine? The back of a porcupine.
Which one's a sea urchin?
We're with porcupine.
Do you hear how excited he is to like?
A porcupine.
Porcupine, man. Porcupine.
Porcupine. The back of a porcupine. Either way, it's gonna go in your lips.
Yeah. We get it, man.
All right. That was Would You Rather. It's the Magic Hour at KX93.5. Again, we're here with Ryan McGowan and Patrick McDonald for Bear Hug Comedy. Let's go into some Danger Zone.
Danger Zone! Danger Zone.
What is it, Doug? What's Danger Zone?
Well, he's got the danger. I don't have a Danger Zone.
What is Danger Zone?
Oh. Danger Zone is a segment we do every week, where we relay a story that when we, one of us, were in the danger zone. You know, you almost died. You almost got hit on by a dude or I don't know.
What trouble?
If that's not your thing, if it is your thing,
those
then that's...
Those things are equally awful. Yeah.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
Let's go past it. Go.
And yeah, we just keep going. You know, so that sort of thing. You almost fell off a cliff.
A dude came up to you.
And said,
so Patrick,
you know when he said we're moving on, that means we're moving on.
Would you rather get hit on by a dude or jump off a cliff?
Okay. The views and opinions expressed by the Magic Hour do not reflect those of KX935.
I'm not perfect.
So what is your danger zone, Patrick?
Okay, so I went through a very scary thing recently. I'll try to keep it quick. I never do.
Sorry. You're done.
And that was it.
That was it.
So anyways, I was driving and I got a text and I looked down at the text and I started looking. I know. And don't text and drive. This is why. This is a testimonial for that. So I started looking. It was a long day. I think it was last week. And I was looking down and I was like, whatever. And I thought I got the green. So I started drifting into the intersection. Started going a little bit. Look up. Don't have the green at all. It's super red. A car's coming to my left, like right at me. It's an old man. If he hit me, he would have been really upset. And I would have been upset because I would have gotten hit. Not hit on, which would have been equally as terrible. And so I reversed at this intersection, but it was the scariest moment of my life.
Dude, good thing good thing the person behind you didn't like creep
There was
up.
No one behind me, but there was a taxi cab about 100 feet over, and he saw it, and he reversed, and he turned the other direction. He's like, this guy's a crazy idiot driver. But from now on, I actually put my phone in my glove box.
That's a good idea.
It's just so I don't even get the temptation because it's very scary. It is. It's a real temptation and it's not good for you. So don't do it. It was a big moment for me.
Definitely don't do it. It's bad to text and drive. Use Siri. I mean, come on.
I know.
Even then what?
Even then.
Siri can be just as dangerous.
She can be.
A little bit of road rage.
She can be a B-word.
And I don't have Siri. I'm not a prince. Camshaft, so appreciate it. I have a 4. Wow. So.
Shots fired.
All right, let's move on to a little thing. We do this every now and then, Doug.
Now and then. Not every week. It's whenever it happens.
And I'm so excited whenever we do get a chance.
It's a good. It's a good one. I'm excited.
It's misconnections.
All right, misconnections. If you don't know, welcome. Misconnections are a time where I can, it's usually me, but anyone who's on the show who had a misconnection can reach out and try to find that person. You saw a cute girl. You guys smiled. You smiled at each other. You almost had this conversation in your eyes. But then she walked away. Yeah. That's your chance to reach out. So I have one.
Do you?
Happened last week in Laguna. We were walking around. It was a beautiful week. Beautiful day.
It was Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah. Perfect Sunday. Weather.
The fish smell was floating through the air.
No. It was absolutely no fishiness.
Ooh.
We're walking outside. I see an airplane flying in the skies, carrying a banner that said Tilly's on it.
Oh,
and I go to Cameron, I'm like, huh, Tilly's. And at the exact moment, this blonde, beautiful blonde girl is walking towards me. And she looks up. She looks me on and goes, hey. And then we keep going on our way.
Oh, no.
She must have thought I was saying hi to her, slash her name is Tilly.
That was Tilly.
Oh,
so,
God.
But here's she should have stopped. We should have kept talking. So if you're listening, Tilly, slash your real name, hit us up, magichourradio@gmail.com. Or hit, don't.
No, here's
it's
the
for
other
me,
thing.
Not Cameron. That's, it, if, I was the one. This suave voice was the one you said hi to, wow. Not Cameron.
The thing is, if maybe she said, thought that you said hello. I don't know.
That's what I mean. That's what,
or
that
maybe
was
she thought her name
guess.
Was Jilly.
Jilly?
Something. But just Jilly? Generally, I think it's
I
good.
Think she said I said hello.
It's good to, maybe we should just start saying Tilly around town.
Yeah. Tilly.
Tilly yeah. to you. Oh.
It sounds like an old British thing. Tilly.
Tilly.
Ah, Tilly.
I just want to say I did not say it like that.
Okay.
I don't
oh,
think.
So. Tilly. And that's why she only said hello.
Patrick, did you say you had one?
I had one, but I don't have to do it here. It's okay.
It's okay.
Oh, well, okay. The music's playing, the music's so I might as well go ahead.
Hey, I know it's a vulnerable thing to do, but...
But that's okay. this is what it's all about, just going out there.
All right, so there's a girl that works in the building that I work at.
Ooh.
Who actually works... I was backstage for a television show.
Which one?
Which I can say it's for The Price is Right. I was on
oh,
the
wow.
show. Ooh. And this girl comes by, and I've seen her around, but I didn't know she worked there. She walks by, nice little like hipster glasses.
Nice.
Oh. You know, brown hair, and shorter. She's very cute.
Nice.
Very, very
and
cute.
I found where she worked, and I was like, oh, my God. You know, I didn't talk to her because I've seen her for about a year, and I haven't said anything. People call me the king of unrequited love. That's, I mean... I'm not proud of it, but I'm a little. It's a title.
You call yourself.
All right,
thanks, Ryan.
Do you know her name?
I second.
No,
it,
I don't know her name, and I looked.
Why don't you know her name?
Hopefully. I Facebook stalked for about 4 hours that day.
Witness
trying to find her. Ryan saw me, and I couldn't find her.
Well, hopefully, she's listening, and she can reach out to you.
Hey, give me a call. What's your name?
Was she one of the Price is Right models?
No.
Oh,
that's
she,
not
hey,
a mom's beauty.
Doug and I have a major crush on one of them.
She yeah. could have been. She totally could have been.
Can't speak of it.
Who is it?
Amber? Is that her name?
It's Rachel.
Amber? See, the problem with Price is Right is you just don't know their names. They don't wear the name tags. The contestants
no,
do.
No, I know. That's I know true. That. I care about the names. I remember. Okay. I remember.
Okay, well, I haven't met her yet, so how can I remember?
That's misconnection.
That was misconnection.
Please tune in regularly just in case you were the one that we missed.
Again, this is the Magic Hour on KX93.5. We're here with... Ryan McGowan and Patrick McDonald from Bear Hug Comedy. It's youtube.com/BearHugComedyTroupe.
Yeah.
And you can find them on Facebook as well. And as we go into this next song, I'm actually going to play a clip from one of their sketches. You did this one about Sharknado when it came out, right?
We did.
And topical. By the way, did you hear that the sequel of that is literally called Sharknado 2, the next one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Tara reading this one too?
So I think she said she won't commit to it till she reads the script.
Right? I still love Tara.
Like, who knew this? Did she even read the first one?
So here is the Sharknado sketch from Bear Hug Comedy.
Hey guys, what are you watching?
Sharknado.
Oh, I heard about this. This happened to my friend actually.
No, dude, this is a Sci-Fi Channel movie about a tornado of sharks.
Yeah, Jim, it's a documentary about my friend.
No, it's completely fictional. It's all made up. It's like the most impossible thing.
You know, that's what my friend thought.
You're saying the plot of this movie happened to your friend?
Yeah. See, Jim, Ben gets it.
No, I don't. How do you know this happened to your friend?
Oh, because I was there.
You saw it. You saw 100 sharks fall from the sky and destroy the city that we're living in right now.
Uh-huh.
And then you saw those sharks get swept up into the sky into some tornadoes.
Yippers.
And then you saw with your eyeballs a lady get eaten mid-air by a great white only to be rescued later by a guy jumping chainsaw first into the shark.
I don't know how else to say yes, Jim.
Okay, well, when did this happen?
Let me see. Well, I was at the baseball game, and then I left, and then it happened. It was Thursday. I was on Thursday.
This is insane, all right? You're an insane person. What is your friend's name?
Ben-Jim.
Ben-Jim? Ben-Jim. Sure, okay.
Yeah, but he's dead now.
Yeah, what happened? Did he get crushed by a falling sky shark?
No, he died of leukemia. You're mean.
Okay, dude, you're making...
I'm not making anything up.
Sharknado did not happen to your friend with our name.
Sharknado did... Oh, Sharknado? Oh my God. What a silly little mishap. What a flub-up. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. No. Sharknado didn't happen to my friend.
Okay, great, thank you.
I thought you said salmon fishing in the Yemen.
Again, this is the Magic Hour with the Camshaft, Dougie Fresh here. We have about 10 minutes left. We're with Bear Hug Comedy Troupe. Ryan McGowan and Patrick McDonald, a couple of the members from that. And we're going to hop into some kid jokes now.
Oh.
Welcome to some kid jokes, classic kid jokes. If you don't know what kid jokes are, they used to be jokes for kids, but I was like, no, let's take it one step further. Jokes by kids.
Oh, this perfect. This calms me down every week. All right, I just want to let you know.
This is your meditation?
This is it, man.
Right here. Remember, these are written by actual kids.
Where do you get these?
That's
from
an anonymous story.
Kids, okay. Man. Okay. Come on.
Don't ask too much.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead, Doug. What's up?
I swear they're by kids, though. All right. What smells bad and puts people to sleep?
It's going to be like poop. What is it?
Your bottom. Kid jokes.
These are right up my alley. These are right up my alley.
All right, ready? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boiled.
Boiled?
Boiled?
Boiled who?
Boiled. It was boiled. Boiled who?
Eggs.
Boiled eggs. Oh. You don't ask who again.
That's the
boiled eggs. Okay. That's
it's kid jokes. Jokes by kids. All right. Why does the chef always be right?
What? Why does the chef always be right?
Yeah.
Why, Doug?
Because he's the chef. Duh.
Duh?
Oh, okay.
Duh.
Okay. Why or what did the chicken do when it saw a car crash?
What?
Clucked.
Called the police.
They're so logical. I mean, just think about it for 10 seconds.
Gotta get in the kid. Get in the kid mind.
Think about it.
All right, a few more. Two more. What do you call it when you get egg in your eye?
Yolk.
Yolk.
Egg eye.
Egg eye. Clearly.
Stick to the information. And you will get it.
Right, it's the most economical jokes I've ever heard.
This one cracked me up when I said, I don't know. Sometimes it cracked me up and Cameron thinks it's stupid, but here we go.
Okay.
All right. This is actually kind of eloquent for a kid. There were three guys on a plane. One bit into an apple, thought it was too sweet, so he threw it out the window. The second guy bit into a rock.
That's so zen.
That's great. Yeah,
there we go.
You don't even know what happened to him.
No.
Is the plane okay?
And there's they don't even mention the third guy.
If you have a kid joke, you can email it to us, magichourradio@gmail.com, or like us on Facebook, facebook.com/magichourradio. I'm telling you, man, the rock one, that was yeah. top of the list.
That was
top of the list. All right, let's do some dirt fall.
All right, welcome to the Dirtfall Awards. If you don't know what Dirtfall is, it's actually a German word that means to fail, but also means diarrhea. Now, oddly enough...
It does.
Oddly enough, this German word has jumped the pond, came to America, and now is a hit new term among the teenage population. They've been using it left and right to mean stupid. Like, don't
you're
be,
a Dirtfall.
You're a Dirtfall. Quit being so dirty. It's everywhere. If you know anyone who's a teenager, they're saying it. All right. So
it's trending on that Twitter machine.
So we give this award out every week to someone who did something worthy of the Dirtfall Award. All right. So this is a robber, or alleged robber, coming out of Orlando, Florida. His name's Anthony Jason Garcia.
Anthony.
He was trying to steal some money, except he got foiled by his own baggy pants. Anthony is 31. He was actually praying in a sanctuary when he went over to a gift shop, grabbed the cash drawer, and just ran. But he was holding the cash drawer with two of his hands and had trouble keeping his pants up. So he's running along. Some cops start chasing him. They notice that his pants are falling down, and that's like inhibiting him. And a cop goes and just pulls them down all the way.
No way.
And it trips him up, and he falls over.
That sounds like some like Boston Legal stuff or something, like an unconventional cop who uses the simplest thing.
Yeah.
What if we pull his pants down?
So, that guy is very worthy of endurance forwards. If you're going, I'm not condoning robbing anything, but you would think you would at least make sure your pants are fastened up.
Wear appropriate pants.
Yeah. You would think that.
If you think you're going to run, don't have your pants around your knees. That's all I got to say.
I mean, it sounds like you wore praying pants, because, and when you wear praying pants, you're not going to be wearing robbing pants.
So congratulations, Anthony Jason Garcia from Orlando, Florida. Use your dirt fall well. Don't spend it all in one place, and hopefully learn from your mistakes.
We say this every week, but I really want to start sending people these.
The actual word?
Yeah.
We should.
We got at least a certificate, man. at least your certificate.
Tune in next week to see who else gets the Dirt Fall Award. It's always a good one.
It's going to brighten their day in prison.
Make sure to send him a kid joke when he says yes.
It's a kid joke.
Here's your Dirt Fall
Send
Award
him an egg eye one.
And a complimentary kid joke.
So one more time. This is Ryan McGowan, Patrick McDonald with Bear Hug Comedy Troupe.
Thank you guys, online,
it's youtube.com/BearHugComedyTroupe.
True.
Right?
Yes. Most of our stuff goes through Facebook as well. It's facebook.com/BearHugComedy. Yeah, just search Bear Hug Comedy.
Like them on Facebook. And while you're there, if you haven't liked us on Facebook, do it. We post throughout the week funny things that we might talk about show. A lot of times we don't just because it's, you know, during the week. So it's like a inside info.
And didn't you say you guys were planning on doing some kind of live show?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, this is just check our Facebook for more info, but we're actually putting together a show. We actually don't really want to do it in the venue, so we have a friend who's nice enough to let us do it in their living room. It's going to be a Bear Hug Comedy Den. That's what we're calling it. It's probably going to be sometime in October because we're bears. Well, we're not bears. I didn't mean that.
Surprise! Look, surprise. You've been listening to two bears for an hour.
Oh, I have a great joke about salmon. How delicious it is. Anyways, check it out. The Bear Hug Comedy Den. Take a look. We'll post something about it. You'll come. Have some fun.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming out, you guys.
Thank you for having us.
Again, this is the Magic Hour on KX93.5. Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Magic Hour Radio. We're here every Thursday at 10 p.m.
Every Thursday.
And, our podcast, Doug. KX93.5.com/podcast. This is the Camshaft with Dougie Frisch. See you next week.